Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Cardi B is sexting and fighting, but no worries, not with the same person.
And Paris Hilton is talking to 7 psychics, but wait till we tell you why.
Plus, Whoopi Goldberg's new movie is great, so why did one review get the hug?
Welcome to Dish Nation!
Hey!
Okay, y'all, let's start dishing, honey. So what you got first, Tanner?
Oh, Gary, Gary, we can all dream about being billionaires. But imagine reaching that status only to be called poor.
What?
For real, y'all. Forbes magazine recently released their Forbes 400 list of the richest Americans, and they also listed the people who are too poor to make the list.
Wow.
This year, to get on the list, you needed at least $2.7 billion to make that cutoff, which means that Oprah, with her estimated $2.5 billion, is too poor for the Forbes list.
I want to be poor like Oprah.
Let me tell you, let me get Oprah porn is. Also facing Forbes poverty are Kanye West, Kim Kardashian, Michael Jordan, and Jay-Z. So, man, what do you guys think? How would you feel if you had $1 billion but you were too poor to be on the list?
I wouldn't care about that list as long as I had the money.
Let me tell you.
I don't need to be on nobody's list, but I want people to know how much money I got
anyway. I'm right there with you. Like, I'm one of the people, if I ever win the lotto, picking up my money in a luchador mask.
Okay.
You're not going to know it's
I'm
me.
I'm disappearing.
That's still a sad situation. They're not happy.
What?
You know, not Brad, you know, all the money in the world cannot buy happiness. And I feel that Oprah's probably sad right now.
That's why it's okay that they're not showcasing how much they have because they are happy.
Yeah, money can't buy happiness, but it can buy jet skis, and those are a lot of fun.
I ain't never seen a sad person on a jet ski.
Those are really good.
Okay, y'all, we all know how much Paris Hilton loves her dogs. Not more than I love mine, though. But, of course, she is devastated, y'all, because her chihuahua Diamond Baby has gone missing.
Oh, my God,
y'all. Paris is trying everything to find her missing baby. She said, I've spoken to 7 credible pet mediums and communicators that all say she is alive, and we're looking into dog-finding drones now. She is offering a $10,000 reward, and if you're wondering, she says she wanted to make it a lot more, but her security said that it could make her other dogs targets of kidnappers who just wanted the reward. So what do y'all think? I mean, the experts include a pet detective, a dog whisperer, a pet psychic. I mean, do y'all think any of these will work?
Girl, that's the worst. Rich people. Would you do all that for your damn dog?
I absolutely would.
Girl.
I would call every dog whisperer in every country the psychic. Yeah. I did that before when the airport lost my luggage years ago. I went to psychics and I needed my bag back because I had some videotapes in there.
Oh.
Like, ooh, Lord, psychic, please tell me who stole my bag.
Did the psychic find the bag?
No.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
So just a tape floating
just out? Just...
Yeah. I ain't not knowing. I mean, it was my grandmother, like, tapes that are sentimental to me needed back. But, yeah, nothing bad on
sure.
Her like
I thought
that.
Maybe using the huckabuck. I was like, wait a minute.
not back on the huckabuck.
Look,
I'm just going to say it. This is going to sound bad. I'm not like a medium person, and I feel like those people sometimes take advantage of people. Like, and she's talking to 7 different ones,
but it ain't tricking if you got the money.
I mean,
yeah,
absolutely.
And is this the same dog from like the Simple Life era?
Yeah,
what,
like,
that dog's still
that
around?
Oh, like,
yeah. Ooh, he would be. Ooh,
that dog's 40 years old.
I'm just assuming
it can't be the same.
It can't be the same dog. The Simple Life was what.
20 years.
Yeah. No, that dog went to
baby.
Doggy.
Diamond baby, no longer a diamond.
That doggy done went to the Hilton in the sky.
Okay, exactly.
Okay, the new Emmett Till biopic, Till, honey, just premiered at the New York Film Festival, and it's getting rave reviews, honey. But listen to this. Whoopi Goldberg plays Emmy's grandmother, and she revealed, y'all, a hurtful criticism, honey, that one reviewer had. Check it out.
There was a young lady who writes for one of the magazines,
yes.
And she was distracted by my fat suit in her review. Now, and I'm just going to say this. I don't really care how you felt about the movie, but you should know that was not a fat suit. That was me. Yeah. And that was steroids. Remember last year?
Yeah,
I had all,
you were.
Okay,
you were very
and I was
Ill.
Very,
you were very sick.
And
you
so,
were in the hospital.
And I assume you don't watch the show, or you would have known that that was not a fat suit. But I just want to let you know that it's okay not to be a fan of a movie, but you want to leave people's looks out. So yeah. Just comment on the acting, and if you have a question, ask somebody. Because I'm sure you didn't mean to be demeaning.
How was that person supposed to know?
I know, but keep to just assume is just like, yeah, just keep it rocking.
Yeah, Whoopi's one of the most famous faces in America. How do you not know? Or take the 10 minutes just to go, what is it, you know, and just Google it up.
I think that reveal was giving her a compliment.
Hell to the no.
Yeah, I love that. I couldn't get over the fat suit. So it was like, couldn't get over your
That usually look. Sounds like a diss.
Man, yeah. Gary, if somebody rolled up in the Dish Nation comments and was like, I can't get over Gary's fat suit.
I wouldn't care.
You say that now.
Yeah.
Right, oh, boy, right. You got that bitch.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Okay. Oh, man, y'all. Cardi B now is shutting down the Offset cheating rumors, okay? So it all started after a Twitter troll reposted a meme of SpongeBob SquarePants looking at a phone with the caption, "This is how Ed Offset be with random women when Cardi B a..." This is how Offset be with random women when Cardi B be away from home. I'm so mad at this day. Y'all know Cardi wasted no time responding, writing, "Actually, this how he be, thank you." And the since-deleted tweet was accompanied by sex between her and Offset, who is saved in her phone as Hubbington.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, good to see the love still, crackling over there.
I would tell Cardi... these people, like, you don't reply back to everybody. Don't let them know they get under your skin.
She should have saved his damn name to Cheetah, honey, instead.
I want to shout out these freaky texts in the relationship, because that's how you keep some spice going.
Child, please.
I'm just saying. What?
You don't have a relationship, so you
thank you for reminding me.
Yeah, my child.
Anyway, honey. Well, Tan, I guess what we have then.
Would you get, please tell me you at least get some snail mail or something.
No, I don't get no mail.
No, Gary, don't even give nobody his address.
Yeah.
Can't nobody send him no mail.
I'm a luxury few can afford.
Oh.
A lonely luxury if you can afford.
Well, speaking of Cardi B, looks like tensions between Nicki Minaj and Cardi appears to be rising.
Yeah.
I hate this.
Me too. So beef erupted on Twitter between Cardi and City Girls member JT, and Nicki decided to join the party by changing her profile photo to a picture of JT. Clearly picking sides. Now, I guess that was her way of showing who she's riding with. Well, Cardi B caught the shade and changed her Twitter avatar to a photo of Remy Ma, who Nicki has had a long-standing feud with. Now, Nicki has since removed the photo of JT, but Remy still remains as Cardi's profile pic. What do y'all think it is? Because I just want them to just sit in the room together and just figure it out.
Yeah.
Like, do what Lil' Kim and Foxy weren't able to do. Figure it out. There's just too much.
Yeah, I just think it's unnecessary. I hate it. Mm-hmm. Like, it's enough bread and enough fame for everybody to shine.
But Gary, as the king of all shade, who do you think was being shadier, Nicki or Cardi?
Oh, honey, that doggone Cardi.
Why?
And I think, honey, who did I say?
See, forget it.
You said Nicki.
You said
Cardi was being the shadiest.
Yes, honey.
Talking about Nicki D from back in the day.
Yeah. They just need to be still, honey.
It seems like a misunderstanding, because when JT did the tweet that she tweeted, she talked about the record that Glorilla did.
Right.
She didn't say Nicki Minaj by name. She said Queen's Mix, which was the joint that JT was on.
Mm-hmm.
So they was like, how could we didn't mention Cardi by name? She didn't mention quite a few people by name.
Right.
Saying it was Glorilla's time, so she was, mending her shine. So,
is Glorilla related to Gorilla?
Nah, not really.
All right. Moving along. Up next, find out how a shirt has got Kanye West on the chopping block. We'll explain that after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
We're back.
Hey.
Okay. Okay, now, honey, Kanye West, y'all, he's completely, honey, disappointed the Africans in America.
Ooh, Lord.
Yeah, man. So Ye has got everyone talking again, and he surprised everybody in Paris with the Yeezy fashion show, but my man jumped out the window and went a little too far. And I'm not talking about his bedazzled Diamante flip-flops. No, it's a shirt with the Pope's face on the front. Are y'all ready for this? White Lives Matter in big, bold letters on the back. So you already know, Black Twitter. Fist up, in arms, on fire, saying that this feels like 2013 all over again when Kanye rocked the jacket with the Confederate flag on it, you know? Just to quote that old lyric, as soon as they like you, make them unlike you.
But I mean, even in my doggone inner white woman, honey, Tinsley Parkinson was just confused.
Do you think he's just trolling everyone every two or three years?
Get people to talk, maybe, or something?
Well, we talking.
Some of the stuff is just, it's crazy. It's just like for attention or something. Like, I don't know, why would you do that? And then you standing with the Candace lady. Don't nobody black like her. Like, what are you doing? Candace? What's her name?
Candace,
I don't even
Owens.
Know the lady name.
Oh, yeah. Miss Owens.
Not a lot of white people like her either.
Really?
I do my best to separate, like, artist and art, but I have a real tough time with Kanye.
We all do.
You know, it's like when you try to defend that relative that's on crack. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, they come back and steal your stuff.
Yeah, like, oh, man, we got you. You stole the whole sofa.
Right.
You're like, all right, it's time for a royal report.
Spill the tea.
What? Yes, darling. Lots of drama going on, starting with your cousins, the Duchess of Sussex, Meghan Markle, and Prince Harry. They've been eyeing a more exclusive, bigger mansion in the Hope Ranch community located in Santa Barbara, but the residents don't want them. Oh, my God, they don't. According to sources, the ultra-wealthy residents at Hope Ranch have no desire to have the royals as neighbors because of all the baggage that comes with them, and the thought is stressing them out.
Here.
Oh, Gary. What are we gonna do?
Now, everyone, I also heard they will most likely be the richest couple in the neighborhood. And I'm smelling saturation.
Well, I mean, Gary, being that this is your fam, like, maybe you should advise them to move to ATL because we show love to everybody. What would be your pitch to get them out here?
Mega, there's an area called Midtown, and there's a rainbow on the street, and you will love that area, and everybody's gay and happy. Move to Midtown.
Midtown Megan. Like, it has a ring to it. Yeah.
There it goes.
Tyler has a place here. They can buy, like, the 20 acres next to his 50,000 acres.
But there's no meals.
All right. Well, we have more royal news. Gary, your great cousin, King Charles III, must pay rent to his son and heir to the throne, Prince William. Ooh. Upon the passing of the Queen Elizabeth, William inherited a home in Cornwall, which is one of the king's favorite residences. He paid rent to stay at. Now that William is the owner, King Charles must pay a total of $785,000 a year in rent to his son. But don't worry, peasants, that's a little over $65,000 a month.
You end up sounding like you're from Australia.
I moved. Well, you see, I started in England, but then I moved to Australia when I was very young.
The accent boomerang.
Right. Beautiful. Beautiful, darling. Beautiful.
I mean, the crazy thing, they're about to put King Charles's face on money. Like, do you pay with the money that has your face on it? Because that is the most subtle flex that one could ever do.
Yeah, everything should be free.
Like, why are you paying rent for something that, like, has been owned for, like, a long time? Yeah. At some point, it should just be yours.
It should have been paid for by now.
Like, at what point do you get to, like, exact your king powers? You know what I mean? Like, what can you do as the king?
King Vitamin.
Only thing King Vitamin did is tear up the roofs of people's mouths.
Okay.
Up next, we're dishing with Mad Singers, the Panther, a.k.a. Montel Joy. So come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, if you missed the last episode of The Masked Singer, you missed a phenomenal showdown between the Harp and the Panther. But unfortunately, the Panther lost, but he is in the building right now. Here to bless the world, we got the artist formerly known as the Panther, singer, songwriter, and pastor, Montel Joy. What up, my guy?
What's up, family? What's up, Dish Nation? Good to see you here, Craig.
Yo, Mr. Jordan, you had the judges fool, right? And anybody who ever, like, was over 6'3" was always assumed to be you.
Always me. Always me. For years, man, it's been crazy watching that show for years and them always guessing me and me thinking, oh, you think I sound like that? But, you know, it's good, man. It's good.
Now, was there any of the guesses that you heard that made you laugh a little?
I thought the Lamar Odom was interesting because I've never met my guy, but I didn't think he could sing. But just them making guesses like that, I definitely was trying to make sure that my vocal performance was going to throw everybody off. So, you know, I was intentional with that.
Yeah, you went deep cover with it, man. Like, for real, for real. Now, when you first got approached to do the show, was there any apprehension or was it like, absolutely?
This was an absolutely. Like, I was like, I'm going in. I want to win this thing, too. I wasn't just like going there just to put on a mask and see if they could figure it out. I wanted to win.
What is the funniest lie that you had to tell to cover up the fact that you were doing the show?
When I watched The Unmasked, my 10-year-old daughter was watching with me. My daughter's on the couch going, take it off. You'll take off the mask. Take it off. I pulled the mask off, and she looks over at me, and she goes, Dad? It is the most pure, hilarious and terrifying thing all at the same time, because it was like my child is probably scarred now because of the betrayal of you're sitting here with me and I'm watching and I'm looking at this Panther and you're actually my dad. How could I not know?
Man, some of your joints will come on and all of a sudden you're in a good mood.
Yeah,
white, black, old, other. This is how we do it comes on. Great time. Let's get it on tonight. You know what I mean? Mad Baby's made to that. Let's ride.
Thanks.
You know, on and on and on, man. Yo, you have been there for us. The people will continue to be there for you. God bless you, Montel Jordan, or Pastor Jordan, as he is also known in these streets. If people want to tap in, find out what else you got going on, where can they go?
Yeah, man, they can go anywhere. Facebook, IG, TikTok. It's all under Montel and Kristen. And Kristen is K-R-I-S-T-I-N. Me and my wife are partners in crime and in rhyme, and we do everything together. And so, you know, as we launched a virtual church recently called Masterpiece Church, that's on IG. We are for people that travel around the world, artists, entertainers, athletes that can't get to a church. We're putting in that work to be able to help people meet them right where they are. And we also trying to help save 1 million marriages, bro.
Still looking as young as you did when you came out. That man,
man,
right,
I'm trying
there
to grow a beard. I'm trying to look older, man. I put a beard on and everything. I'm 53.
Keep doing it. I don't know what kind of cocoa butter it is, but yo, keep applying it, brother. Montel Jordan is
no
in the
doubt
building. God bless you. Continue success. And make sure you check out what is going on The Masked Singer, because you never know who's under the mask. And keep it locked, because we got more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
It's our last story of the day, so
Dish is
you don't turn 31 years old every day, and a man by the name of Ferenza Murphy could not resist celebrating that special day despite being a runaway inmate.
What?
Wow. All right. Now, Mr. Murphy escaped the corrections facility in Connecticut 8 months ago, but was captured at his own birthday party when police were tipped off that he would be having a celebration there with some obviously very bold and chatty family and friends. Now, Mr. Murphy is now back in custody and facing additional charges. Come on.
Man. Somebody snitched. Yeah. What would the flyer look like, though?
I'm sure he was on the front. You know,
oh,
what I mean?
No.
A lot of money, you know what I'm saying? A whole nine.
31!
Now, if you was to ever escape prison or whatnot,
yeah,
where would y'all go?
If I was to break out here in Georgia, mm-hmm, I'd probably go to Bankhead.
You would stand out like a sore thumb.
You would stay in Georgia?
You think so?
Yeah, absolutely.
You shouldn't stay in Georgia.
Yeah.
I would probably go to Africa and just blend in.
Africa?
Yeah, because it would be like, just imagine if you went to China and got robbed your first day there. They try to describe, like, who did it?
Yeah, I'm trying to get to Sweden or something to hang out with all the wooden shoe
so
people.
So that accent works.
Yeah, I'm like, hello, I'm one of you.
He's an Australian, mate.
Yeah.
Don't mind me, regular Australian.
Yes, yes.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.